The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So, welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show is go through our live rates for some different programs, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be 90% CLTV commercial property. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, is going to take us into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's pull up the pricing tool and see how interesting it is here today for the pricing, if it's taken effect yet.
All right. Yeah, not so good news. Came out this morning, so probably not going to be good news for the pricing. But let me go ahead and switch my screen. And we'll see what we have so far today. So this is our pricing tool here for our team of mortgage professionals. This will show us the general rates for today. It is April 10th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. As I mentioned before, we just had some bad news with some inflation data. So I expect some of these rates to be a little bit volatile today. But we'll go ahead and compare a basic scenario so we can compare the APRs across the program. If you'd like a full breakdown, a full loan estimate that breaks down all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers to help you out. For the demo, we'll set up and compare across the programs. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set an LTV of 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And then we'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options using alternative income. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll start with the conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan here, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos here, we use an estimated credit score of 760. And an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40. So let's see what the rates are looking like today. Not much has updated yet this morning. Definitely expect to see some volatility throughout today. Best option right now this morning, lock it in quick, 6.624 rate, 2.125 discount points and costs. Put the final APR at 6.890, which is pretty much where we were yesterday. So good option here. And we always want to compare this with our FHA options if there's any reason our customer has trouble qualifying for conventional. The next option we want to present typically is an FHA option. So we'll keep everything identical. FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical so we can compare apples to apples across the program here. So let's see what the FHA is looking like this morning. Again, not much change yet today. I think everybody's waiting on the news. 5.75 rate, 2.375 discount points and costs. Put the final APR at 6.687. So good option here, touch lower than conventional if our customers qualify for both. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance for FHA. So our customers that need to use FHA, definitely a great option. As at the mortgage calculator, it's almost identical in cost for conventional. And in some cases, maybe even be a little bit cheaper, like this example. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer, unfortunately, doesn't qualify for either conventional or FHA. Typically, most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer. But that's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So when we select this option, everything will stay identical, but now we get a new box that pops up that allows us to change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify for full doc, which is what we use for conventional and FHA, that's 2 years of tax returns, we'll need to take advantage of an alternative here. We have our asset-related business bank statement. The investor programs are just for investments, so we can't show that here now. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, no income, CDFI, all kinds of options. But the 12-month bank statement is the most popular. That's for our self-employed borrowers. When our self-employed borrowers submit tax returns, they often have write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a touch more income. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just their cash in the bank. So most self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income that way. All right, and about the same as yesterday as well. Best option here, 7% rate at the top, 2.425 discount points for the cost, and final APR, 7.411. So as usual, we're in about a half a point of conventional there to use bank statements. So amazing option for our customers that need to use it. It is almost identical there to conventional. Now for our customers that need a little more help, we scroll down. There's hundreds of variations. Some of these at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify at all for most other programs. So not only can we solve the income issues, but other issues as well here with our hundreds of bank statement options. And before we go into Jose's example, we always want to pull live pricing for our investors out there. So for investors looking for investment properties, we want to pull up the same demo, $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And we'll compare that to our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for investment properties. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, all the government programs don't work for investments. So we'll just stick with these top two here. First example is going to be the conforming. Everything's going to stay identical. All we've edited here is the occupancy. And a little bit different than yesterday, but again, the portfolio option still at the top here. As I say every day for the last few weeks, portfolio option is technically not a true conventional option. It does use all the same guidelines, but does not get sold to Fannie or Freddie, so they don't need to have the loan level price adjustments that push this loan a little bit higher for investment. So 6.875 rate, best option, 3.375 discount points, final APR 7.277, and the first true conventional. This is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, either or. Both are eligible here. 7% rate, 3.375 discount points and cost. What's the final APR? 7.406. So good option here for our customers that need to use conventional, or I guess want to use conventional, I should say. But I definitely recommend all of our investors out there check out the non-QM options. So for the final demo, we get to present our favorite topics, which are non-QM options for expanded guidelines here. So we'll keep everything the same, but now we must select our new income type. And the income type that is most popular and our most popular loan for a investment property is going to be our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. That stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher, which is preferred. We even have options for ratios under one. But for the demo, I'll always put 1.5 so we can see all of the programs pop up. And finally, a prepayment penalty must be selected. 3 years is standard for these programs. That's what we'll use here. There are options for no prepay that will limit the programs that show up and does cost a little bit more. And there's some programs that allow 5 years, which will limit what shows up, but does save some money. Since 3 years is most common, that will show the most amount of programs here for the demo. And absolutely smoking, still smoking the conventional rates here. 6.875 rate, 3.15 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.359. So amazing option for DSCR, beating the true conventional. I believe not quite beating the portfolio option there, but I'd still say 100% of investors would choose this DSCR option. Also, if we scroll down, there are hundreds of variations. Some of these are a little bit higher rates and costs, may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit events, may allow different ways to calculate the income, and some may allow some unique twists, which is what we're going to talk about today. So let me go ahead and switch my screen here again. And today's topic is going to be a very interesting twist on the DSCR products where we can do commercial properties, which is obviously an interesting twist in and of itself, but 90% CLTV for a commercial property. Absolutely amazing. So remember, just as we did the last couple episodes, CLTV is a very different number than LTV, right? So loan to value is the first loan. CLTV is combined loan to value, which includes any and all loans, right? So typically this means a second mortgage, and Jose will tell you the specific type of second mortgage that we can do here for this very unique combo. So Jose, if you're ready, let's check out these cool options.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Today's show definitely interesting because we are showing you how to reach 90% combined loan to value on a commercial transaction. Pretty cool option, because normally the only way we're going to go up to 90% loan to value on a commercial transaction is with an SBA, Small Business Administration loan, which is a full doc transaction, right? Tax returns, business plans, all that kind of good stuff. So here, options we're covering today are DSCR, debt service coverage ratio options, which only are going to use the gross rental income generated by the property to qualify the borrower. And in the case of these options with a loan amount under $500,000, the DSCR option is a no ratio DSCR option. Just need to show what the rental income is, but the debt service coverage ratio is not calculated. So for this option, we can use one. We can either do a seller held second, or if you can find it, we can also use an institutional second. However, it's going to be a little bit tough to find an institutional second to go up to 90% CLTV on a commercial loan. But definitely seller held second is always a viable option, as long as the seller is willing to play ball. So let me share my options with you. I have quite a few purchase options for you today for a bunch of different property types. So our first option here is for a mixed-use commercial property. Now here, mixed-use could be residential. Can you zoom in a touch, Jose? Sure. So here, mixed use could be residential mixed use, or it could be commercial mixed use. The mixed use product that we normally go over is the residential product, which requires at least 50% of the space to be residential in nature. This mixed use we're talking about here is a true commercial. So it could be the residential one, or we could also apply it to the commercial one. Either option is doable. With this loan program allows us to go up to 90% CLTV. And here, the rates that I'm quoting for you are all borrower pay transactions and all at one discount point buy down. So here, we're looking at 10.375 as the rate with one loan discount point buying down the rate. Otherwise, it'd be somewhere around 10.8%. without the 1 point buy down. What I was mentioning in reference to borrower paid, we're looking at right here, the broker fee. So let's go to our next transaction, multifamily. Now, this is for a 5+ unit multifamily purchase, right? Our typical commercial transaction buying a multifamily building. Again, 75% LTV on the first. Our DSCR first, and 15% LTV on our second for a 90% CLTV. Again, very good rate here, 10.365 with one loan discount point for multifamily. Professional office. Now, this is another option here. This is 70%. Now notice when we go into the pure commercial option, like a professional office, the LTV now, and this one drops to 70% on the first. CLTV is still 90. and we're looking at 10.865% rate with 1 point loan discount. You could opt for a higher rate with no loan discount, or you could opt for a lower rate if you want to pay more than 1 point. So 10.865 for our professional office purchase. Now, very common property type now is our commercial warehouse, right? So here again, 70% LTV, the maximum LTV on the first. We still have a 90% CLTV for the warehouse purchase and 10.865% interest rate with 1 point loan discount fee. Now, one of the most popular property types out there are storage facility, right? Who doesn't want to own a storage facility? Just put it out there. The people come, put their stuff in, get their stuff out, and you just charge them. 70% LTV maximum on the first, 90% CLTV. And again, our rate, 10.865 with 1 loan discount point for the storage facility. And mobile home parks. I know I always get questions on mobile home parks. Well, here's an option to finance a mobile home park up to 90% CLTV, 70% LTV on the first with a 20% institutional or seller held second. 10.865 is our rate with 1 loan discount point to buy down the rates. Automotive repair facility. Yes, we can lend on those. 70% LTV on the first max, 90% again, our CLTV. And again, 10.865% with 1 loan discount point. Got a few more options for you. Now, retail space. Again, 70% LTV on the first, 90% CLTV, and our interest rate, 10.865% with 1 point loan discount buy down fee. So now I'm going to show you a couple of my final two options are not commercial properties, but we can do them through, we can originate them through this commercial conduit that allows us to go up to the 90% CLTV. So now, since it is residential in nature, our LTV does increase to the maximum for this program, 75%. Our CLTV, 90%. And our rate, it does drop considerably because now this is a residential type property. And our rate is 9.365 with 1 loan discount point for our 75% LTV, 90% CLTV option. And last but not least, here is our 2-4 unit purchase, same rate, same option that we just saw for the 1 unit, 75% LTV first, 90% CLTV second, 9.365% rate. So again, I do note that this option, great option because it is a DSCR option and it is a no ratio DSCR option. I believe up to a $500,000 loan amount, it's no ratio. So it is the perfect loan to be able to do this maneuver here of our 90% CLTV with a seller held or institutional second.
All right. I don't see any questions here. Definitely mind blowing though. Right. All right. Okay. No questions. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.